Nano Ramirez Jr., honored for 5 decades of cultural leadership in South Texas. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Arnaldo, Nano, Ramirez Jr., a trailblazer in South Texas entertainment, was honored with the Excellence in Arts Award by the Rio Grande Valley Hispanic Chamber of Commerce during their annual Noche de Gala, a night in bloom on May 15, 2025. The award recognizes his over 55 years of contributions to the region's cultural, music, and business landscape. Ramirez's influence began when his father, former Mission Mayor Don Arnaldo Ramirez Sr., founded Falcon Records, a cornerstone of regional Mexican music. He later launched La Virreal Entertainment, quickly becoming a premier venue in McAllen. Hosting concerts by iconic artists such as Selena, Vicente Fernandez, Guns N' Roses, and AC/DC, Nano's work gave local audiences access to global talent. "We were almost sold out," he recalled about his first major event in 1971, "but we lost money because I let half the crowd in for free, because I knew them." That moment, shared during his acceptance speech, marked a turning point. He said his wife taught him his first lesson in business. "Where were you the whole night?" she asked. "I was at the entrance, thanking everyone for coming," she responded. "And what did you do?" "You let half of the crowd in because you knew them." That lesson stuck. "For the next 30 years at La Virreal, I still greeted every guest, but only after they bought a ticket," Ramirez said with a laugh. His entrepreneurial spirit expanded well beyond music. He created family-friendly spaces like Funtime Pizza, where children were rewarded with game tokens for Easter eggs. He launched the Valley's first commercial fitness centers, The Workout, in McAllen and Brownsville. "Now there's a gym on every corner," he noted. He also established the Valley's first sports bar, 23rd Street Sports Bar and Grill, and several nightclubs, including the Big Apple, Hot Spots, and the Yacht Club, which still operates today. "I thought Hot Spots was the most sophisticated nightclub in Valley history," he said proudly. Nano's success was a family endeavor. He credited his wife as his strongest support through 5 decades in an industry filled with nightlife, travel, and unpredictability. "They said it wouldn't last, a year, maybe, too much nightlife, too many parties," he recalled. "Here we are, 55 years later, and we're still going strong." His children have also played pivotal roles. Daughter Linda Bell became his first HR director. She returned from Denton, saw I had 5 businesses and 150 employees, and asked, "You need a human resource director," and I had no idea what a human resources director was. After graduating from Texas Tech, his son Jr. became his right-hand man, continuing the family brand under Bookum Nano. His youngest daughter, Clarissa, described as a jack of all trades, remains a trusted advisor despite missing the event due to a family emergency. Nano Ramirez has been recognized with a Texas State Proclamation, the Key to the City of McAllen, multiple Tejano Hall of Fame inductions, and the Vita Award for contributions to arts and entertainment. "I'd like to thank Cynthia for nominating me, and the chamber staff and members for this humble award," he said. In closing, Ramirez turned to the words of Paul Anka to summarize his journey. "I'll say it clear, I'll state my case of which I'm certain, Bookum Nano will continue to my last breath. Let the record show, I did it my way."